You're listening to Real Adventures with Patrick Dangerfield and Aaron Hadgood.
Welcome back to Real Adventures. It's time for the whip around Redmond and our New South Wales fishing wrap for New South Wales Maritime. Look after your life jacket and it will look after you. Don't risk your life. Let's start off in New South Wales, Redmond. There's been some really good reports of some billed fish of late.
There is actually a bit of a reminder. I need to go get your boat service, to be honest. So we can get up there. Just a little reminder for myself. Sorry, I might just drop that down.
Note to self, get
the boat service, because it'll be about 400 hours by the time it gets back from my marlin fishing. Perfect. Marlin, yeah, exciting, really exciting. Up Sydney way, starting to fish better. I think everything's had a bit of an influence on it. Volcanoes, cyclones, tsunamis. I think everything's played a bit of a role. But the current's starting to shape up. I had a few boys that I spoke to during the week, the likes of Joel Ryan, Daniel Riosa. They're really renowned marlin fishermen. They did really well, and they told me to stay on the tuna for a bit longer because it just isn't quite right yet. And we're talking southeast, so more your Burmy Tathra way. But there has been some good fish off Tathra, a few fish off Burmy. They had a few comps in Burmy during the week, and say 60 boats out, 30 fish were getting caught, where normally some boats can have up to 10, 15 fish a day at times. So it's not there, but it's well worth having a crack if you're interested. Something that is interesting.
Sorry. What about any, in terms of the dolphin fish working their way down? They're always a bit of a bycatch when you're spending time fishing offshore, particularly for billfish. Any really good size fish being caught or not particularly?
Yeah, no, there is. I've actually seen some. So the fads are what do a lot of the work. And not only the fads, is the traps too. So, for example, Trapman Bermagui, who's a fantastic commercial fisherman out of Burmy, and we follow him all on social media. He's got a very big audience, and he obviously sets traps out there. And when you've got a bit of current running on the traps, they hold dolphin fish too, Pat. So not just the fads work, any sort of structure there they'll hang on to. Even a log or a big bit of kelp, Pat, that's floating, dolphin fish will follow.
That was the New South Wales fishing wrap for New South Wales. Make sure your life jacket is in good working order. It can only save your life if you're wearing it.